All right, good morning. Bob the Plumber here. As you can see, I'm back in Tennessee, back in the studio, and I must say, I miss the farm in Nicaragua. But here, I have my props for Mike Adams. So I got to always remember to tell you guys, you know, go to the Brighteon store. He's got everything imaginable that you need, and you need to go there and shop to support Brighteon TV, support all our hosts. But go to the Brighteon store. Today, I've got one of my guests that comes on periodically, but today we're doing a tribute to a very special man who passed away about 10 days ago, I suppose. And he's one of the main people, probably was the main guy in the chlorine dioxide world. And this is my show, is chlorine dioxide, CLO2.tv. So we'll talk about Mr. Jim Humble, and we'll have somebody that knew him very well right after these messages.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivvy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivvy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivvy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Hey everybody, join me, Ann Vandersteel, right now on Brighteon TV for Uncensored Truth, hard-hitting headline news. You're not going to want to miss it every weeknight on Brighteon TV, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel. Hey everyone.
Okay, welcome back. All right, Bob the Plumber, this is my CLO2.tv show. And of course, we talk about chlorine dioxide, and it is a world changer. Sadly, not enough people are embracing it. And now one of our leaders has gone the way of the whole world. He's passed on now, Jim Humble. And we have somebody on that knew him very well. Matter of fact, I got pictures of them together. So, Carrie, welcome to the show. Tell us how you met Jim and how long you've known him, and And, you know, tell us what all he was doing.
Sure. Well, it was in 2010 that I sent a message to Jim looking for guidance on how to use chlorine dioxide for autism for children, especially my son. And because I bought the chlorine dioxide from a medical doctor, a pediatrician, actually, in Mexico. So, 13, 14 years ago, there was not the taboo and there was not the the censorship and everything, and the, bad press on the internet. But there was nothing about autism. So I sent an email to this to Jim, and Mark Grennan answered me and said, I will make sure that Jim answers your email. So the next day he sent me an email, and this is like August of 2010. And so he gave me some very rough guidance, like literally, like if you're 100 pounds, take 3 drops 8 times a day. So of course, that's what I did. My son would just turn 10. He was 100 pounds. And I started with 3 drops 8 times a day, which if anybody's ever taken 3 drops 8 times a day on the first day, you know what that's like. But in the evening, my son, who had no concept of time, turns to me at 9 o'clock at night and says, I want bed.
Wow.
He never said anything like that before, ever. And so I thought, since I was alone in the room, in the TV room with him, I thought, well, I'm hearing things, because that's never going to happen. And because all the doctors that I saw before told me that he was a non-responder, like my kid's so broken, he's a non-responder. So I said, okay. And he starts walking up the stairs. And then we get to his room and he turns to me and he says, I want to take bath. Again, these are phrases he would never say. Like he could say, I want to go walk, or I want chicken. Like I was able to get some speech back over those first 7 years of biomedical interventions and diets and things like that. But nothing like, the regular everyday stuff. And then his eye contact was fantastic. And after he got out of the shower, I was drying him off and I peeled the towel back off of his face and his eyes met my eyes. And this veil of autism, which anybody who's got a child with autism, they know there's like this kind of glare, they're kind of glancing around. It was like eye to eye, absolute contact. And since that day, nothing has ever gone away again. So that's August of 2010. So then now everybody starts coming back to my biomedical clinic and they're like, what are you doing with Patrick? I'm like, I bought these drops from this doctor in Guadalajara. And people are like, what's the number? So, this is like 14 years ago when we didn't have any, just phone calls pretty much. And so people started to use it and I didn't really know how to use it. So I thought, well, let's break it up into a bottle, let's just divide it up into equal parts and start off low and slow. So nobody has to have that, the dramatic start. And then all of a sudden, I start getting these emails. Oh, my child no longer has autism. My child no longer has autism. Oh, the psychologist said probably misdiagnosed because the child doesn't have autism. So by January of 2011, I said, I have to go to the Dominican Republic and meet this man, give him a hug and thank him for this, the answer to my prayers. And so I got there and, we got along like a house on fire. Jim was just a super good guy. He was always there for humanity. His motivation in life was to help people. Just a good guy, just a really good guy. And so we always stayed in touch during 2011. And then, dozens more children were losing their autism diagnosis. And so then in November of 2011, I wanted to go back to see him again and again, thank you, and just, kind of catch up. Because again, we didn't have, really great platforms, with video conferencing and stuff like that. And so that last time he was really disheartened with the Dominican Republic. It was very dangerous. He wasn't able to go places and stuff. And so I said, well, why don't you come and live with me in Mexico with my family? And, and he did. So by January of 2012, he was living in Mexico. And we started to go to conferences like together in Venezuela and Colombia and Czech Republic and here and there and things like that as well. Doing workshops together, things of this nature, just like a really great person to watch him and what he knew it really well. He's the one that wanted to always take chlorine dioxide to the world. So there was Howard Allinger before, but he was working on stabilizing it and patenting it. And Jim said, no, the world needs this. Just, here's how you make the flakes. Here's what you use for activator and go do it yourself. And just pushing the ball down the field as much as possible. And that's what he did with Mark Grennan. They were doing workshops. So the idea would be that they would get, 20, 30 people together for a week and train them in all the protocols. And then, of course, they would go on and train more people and help more people. And that was really what made it go, I think, worldwide. And that, no, I don't think. I know that's what made it go worldwide, because they were able to train so many people. And then Mark and Jim, they would go different places, and sometimes they'd go together, and they would do training seminars in different countries and things like that. So they were really busy. And that, I'm certain, is what brought us to, you know, to the point where, like, you have CLO TV, and, you know, and I'm here, and Andreas is there, and Mark, and, you know, there's 100 to thousands of people. I mean, I would probably say there's millions of people that know about chlorine dioxide now.
Yeah, I doubt. I mean, I'm sure there's millions. I mean, probably in Bolivia alone, where it's approved by the government for the treatment of COVID. And I remember Patricia told me 2 years ago they'd given out two Olympic-sized swimming pools full of CDS. So, and speaking of that, Tanya sent me something the other day, said that they're shutting down the distribution of CDS in America now. And so evil people are making it harder to get. And so my advice to everybody is, you know, I've said many times that in a grid down scenario, chlorine dioxide is more valuable than gold. And so, you know, a 4 ounce bottle, you can get it for like $20 from Eden-Way. And I advise everybody, get you some, get you several, because one day somebody will need it really bad and they'll be willing to pay you a great deal for it. So we need to be getting prepared for what these demons are doing. So I got some pictures of Jim Humble. For those who haven't seen pictures, you might try to tell us if you remember what year these things were taken. But I got a picture of you hugging him.
I'm always hugging him.
I think probably in two different pictures.
Yeah, I just love him.
But yeah, wow, he was a great man.
He was.
Yeah. So I don't know what year that was.
That was 2017 March. That was a conference in Berlin. And that was his jubilee. So he, Leo Kayoff, you know Leo, he's the one that did the Red Cross malaria study.
I met him, Leo. I met Leo when I was in Uganda. We actually backtracked where the Red Cross study was done. And folks, if you haven't seen that, you can go to YouTube, type in Red Cross Uganda, MMS, and malaria, and it'll pull it up, 17-minute video, and then you'll see the cover-up videos where they try to say it never happened. So, well, I didn't know you were going to get emotional on me, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really hard. He passed away on the 1st of September, and I got the message on the 5th. And then every time I tried to make a video or tried to write, you know, something, it was really hard because he's really special. And, of course, I was really close to Jim. I mean, I was really, really close to Jim. Especially those 2 years that he lived in my house.
Yeah.
He's such a unique human being. You know, most people have an agenda. Most people have malice or, the desire to be either famous or recognized, or their egos get involved. And Jim wasn't like that at all. He was just a really good guy. And he wanted humanity to know about chlorine dioxide, you know, much like what you do, Bob, you know, how you just keep pushing it forward, like doing it smart and pushing it forward and giving it away. You know, you gave away how many tens of thousands of bottles for free, like that concept, you know. And that's exactly what Jim was always giving, was information and the ability to make your own, buy your flakes. Here's where you get it. Do it yourself. You know, he definitely wanted people to have in their hand whatever they needed.
Yeah, you know, I think chlorine dioxide is the only thing in the world that I can think of that is basically free. You can make your own, you know, and the real people that have it are telling you, just make your own, man. Just order the flakes and make your own. Goodness gracious, it ain't rocket science. And
it's also cheap too, Bob. But people just, because I'm a person, I mean, I know how to make it, but I'm too darn lazy. But they even sell it in like gallons, you know, so you can buy it, put it into glass, store it in your garage, so that you always have a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can buy the flakes off Amazon. I looked there the other day when I heard they were shutting it down. I even call Stellar Chemical Corp, and they're still selling it. So for the time being, you can get some. But I mean, I've got quite a bit, but I don't even have enough for my entire community. So, back to Jim. I never met Jim, but I emailed him a couple of times, and he always responded pretty quickly. Even when he was traveling in Africa, he would never divulge where he was, but he always responded in a timely fashion. And I remember one time specifically, I was helping a guy that had cancer, and he was using vitamin B17, but he was also wanting to use MMS, and he got anxious, and he started doing them at the same time. And then somehow I got tipped off that vitamin B17 converts to cyanide, and that chlorine dioxide would identify that as a poison and would destroy it. And and sure enough, Jim confirmed that. So anyway, Jim was a great man, did a great work, and now he's no longer with us. So we need some other people to step up. And of course, Mark Grennan can't do much. You know, he's been in prison now for, well over 3 years, right, without a trial. As come to think of it, I haven't heard from him. Of course, I was out of the country, so I haven't heard from Mark lately. But so the chlorine dioxide people are under attack. Let's put it that way. So
attack severely since 2017.
Right.
Facebook, my bank account. You know, I was listening to Karen Kingston interview with Mike Adams. I mean, my bank account, Chase, was taken, I think it was 3 years ago, with, you know, for no reason. And they just, you know, take your ability away. They take your PayPal account, and even GiveSendGo on the back end, they use Stripe. So people like me, you know, when I'm battling the trolls, they, you know, you still can't raise any money because the Stripe is the one that's got you, you know, GiveSendGo will give me an account, but Stripe won't, you know, so
really?
There's just, yeah, people, I mean, I see other people, they're fine. They can use GiveSendGo, but I can't.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So and there's about a laundry list of these things, you know, Yahoo took my account too.
Well, all right. But speaking of your account and all, give us your website where people can find you, because I know you're still helping people with autism. And
CarrieRivera.com.
Yeah, CarrieRivera.com. CarrieRivera.com for you people from Alabama. But anyway, yeah, CarrieRivera.com. A tremendous amount of information. Is there a way to donate on your site?
No, there isn't. There isn't because the payment providers don't allow for donations, and GiveSendGo doesn't work for me. So no, there isn't.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been tough. I mean, it's been insane, really, really insane as far as the stuff that, you know, most that we've lost. You know, it's difficult.
Well, difficult. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Commusov, and my understanding is that chlorine dioxide is huge in the Spanish-speaking world.
That huge.
Much more traction down there than it has in America. Probably less attacks.
Well, I told you that they were selling it. You know, when I bought it in 2009 from a pediatrician in Guadalajara, and he was a man who was doing ozone therapies, but he was also a pediatrician. So I had bought it originally from him. It's sold. I mean, it's on websites. It's sold. And they even have one of the websites in Mexico even has like a bunch of protocols right there. So it's selling it and telling you how to use it, which is why Mark Grennan is sitting in jail, from what I can understand, because the FDA doesn't want you to tell people how to use what you're selling. You know, it has to be this big mystery thing. But in Latin America, chlorine dioxide has been sold. And alternative treatments for health have always been embraced. I mean, there's shamanism, there's I'm a homeopath, there's naturopaths, there's always those tea herbal guys that they have these stores full of different herbs, and they always put them in a bag, and then you go home and you drink teas and you clear your guts or whatever, your blood sugar, whatever. This is very common in Latin America. Has been always for, you know, for forever, I guess, you know, for centuries or whatever. So this is not uncommon. So chlorine dioxide, of course, is not uncommon to be sold, you know, on websites by doctors, by naturopaths, or by individuals. It's everywhere.
So I got a call yesterday from somebody that saw me on Melissa Red Pill, which I haven't done anything with her in 2 years, but that stuff lives forever. But they were just asking, and it's the most common question, how do I take it? And folks, this is not a pharmaceutical drug where there's a right way and a wrong way. Very simply put, and that's what I tell people, get some in your body every day. However you do it, figure it out. You know, there's a bunch of different protocols. There's almost too many because then people get confused. You know, I know Mark Grennan was bathing in it. That's one way to do it. I take it. I just drop some in water and I put like some tea flavoring. I don't even activate it because I don't like the taste. So I take about 10 drops a day, just put it in water and drink it. It's really, I mean, this ain't rocket science. And so don't get caught up. If you really want a lot of detail, I think the best place to go, and even our friends in the Spanish world, which turns out I was in Nicaragua for 2 weeks, and it didn't dawn on me until I came home, but the Universal Antidote, Jeff's website, I mean, beautiful documentary, but it's in multiple languages. So you just hit the language button and change it to your own language. And so people all over the world, and he's also got like 10 small videos that tell you how to make your own, you know, how to take it and all that. So that's all the information you need. And you know, quit being afraid and then take control of your health. So that's what I tell people.
And we can use it for everything, which is the coolest part. And you have a spray bottle, you can spray it right into your face, because if you're lazy like me, I usually just make up a small spray bottle. I do 20 drops per 30 mils or 1 ounce, and then I just kind of spray it at my face. You know, I spray it and blink my eyes, or if, you know, the ear, I just use the spray in the ear. So I've actually like dummied it down just to make it right into your throat, right on your skin, whatever, just making it a lot easier, because I know we have I even wrote a book about protocols, you know, for, you know, every single orifice you can imagine. But at the same time, if you do the spray bottle, you can still flood your ear with that same spray or put it into your throat, you know, if you've got a, you know, a little tickle going on, or if you've got a skin thing going on or whatever. It's just, you know, very simple.
Well, and if you have sore muscles, and occasionally I get that, I'll combine it with DMSO and just rub it on the skin. Let the DMSO soak it into your body. But that's another product that's almost as remarkable as chlorine dioxide is, DMSO. So if you don't know about that, plenty of YouTube videos. Look that up, and whenever you order, wherever you order. And by the way, you can get chlorine dioxide from 50 different locations in America. There's a bunch on Amazon, eBay, Etsy. You can get it anywhere just about today. I don't know how much longer it's going to be. I don't know if you heard, they've outlawed the sale of Berkey water filters. Did you see Mike was talking about that a couple of days ago?
So I did. And Mike still has some. So if everybody goes over to brightonstore.com on the break and gets a Berkey, you know they're good. Mike's got, they even, I was listening to it yesterday, and the owner of Berkey was saying that it has to have like a brown washer. And of course, all of Mike's stuff is straight Berkey, because there's a lot of fake stuff on Amazon that's coming from China. So definitely buy from Brighteon.
Right. That's a good point. Get water filters while you can, because you know, our government, sadly, is trying to kill us. Yeah. And
they're gravity-fed, so you don't have to worry. If the power goes out, you just put your water in one end, it comes out, you know, clear metal, no metals, no toxins, none of that stuff they're trying to kill us with.
Absolutely. So, all right, back to Jim Humble. This show is a tribute to Jim. Jim affected millions of lives, and he was very steadfast in putting the word out there. And as far as I know, I mean, he never was interested in making money, always interested in just getting information out and trying to help people. I know they did, you said they did a seminar in Europe at one time. They were doing seminars all over the world, were they not?
Absolutely. Everywhere you can imagine. And even Mark was doing some in the U.S. at some point. They were doing some in the U.S., you know, before 2000. I don't remember what the years were, but it was like 2015, 16, 17.
Right. Well, I met Mark. I took Dr. Alan Keyes sort of cold turkey. He didn't know anything about it. And so mm-hmm. I took him to Denver, and we met up with Mark. I got some pictures of us together. And that's when Dr. Keyes understood what chlorine dioxide is. And then that, later that fall, or I guess early the next year, we went to Uganda and did our documentary where we showed that chlorine dioxide kills malaria in 2 hours. So, of course, the Red Cross had already proved that it killed it. They just didn't know it was killing it so fast. Their documentary or their video they did, it shows it killed it in 48 hours. With most of the people that drank all of what they gave them, it killed it in 1 day. But actually, it had killed it in 2 hours if they'd have kept the people around and retested them right away. But that's what we did. We tested people 1 hour and 2 hours later, and that's how we knew, blood tests. So, all right, we're coming up on break. We're going to talk some more about chlorine dioxide and how you can get it, how you can use it, how you can not be afraid of this next plandemic that they definitely have planned. They're rolling something out, and it'll be like the worst thing ever, and they'll have videos of people. But people that are taking their chlorine dioxide every day, and that's why I tell people, go ahead and be taking it every day. You don't want to wait until your immune system is compromised and then have to kill all the bad stuff they've been pumping into you for the last however long. So you need to be taking it every day. But we'll talk about that and more about Jim right after these messages.
Everybody, join me, Ann Vandersteel, right now on Brighty on TV for uncensored truth, hard-hitting headline news. You're not going to want to miss it every weeknight on Brighty on TV, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Experts agree that cardio, muscle, and brain exercise are critical to overall health. But what if you discovered you were missing an exercise that the Surgeon General says was just as important? It's called Juvent, the first clinically proven micro-impact platform in the world. Juvent's clinically proven, patented technology discovers the right frequency of micro-impact for your body. Simply stand on it for 12 seconds and calibrates the Juvent to the uniqueness of your size and body mass.
Brought up the webpage here of the Juvent webpage so people know what we're talking about. It's a platform, it's a micro-impact platform. And I literally use it every day.
Knee pains and joint problems and back pains that they've seen resolve with using Juvent.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Hey everyone, it's Maria Z. I'm here at the Brighteon Studios, and I want to say I am so excited to become part of this network. You'll be seeing my show very, very soon. Free speech is so important in these days and becoming uncensorable, and this is the platform for it. I'll be seeing you soon.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
All right, welcome back, folks. All right, this is my weekly CLO2.TV show where we talk about chlorine dioxide, its benefits. Today, we're doing a tribute for Mr. Jim Humble, who was 90 years old, and he passed away Sunday a week ago, I believe, on the 1st. So be sure and go to brighttownstore.com for all your nutritional needs, all your packaged food needs. That's Mike Adams. Everything's been tested. It's great stuff. It's easily the best you can buy. So it's not the cheapest, but if you really value your life and eating right, that's the place to go. All right, so Kerry, welcome back. We got some more pictures. I got another couple, three more pictures to show of Jim. We'll put them up in a minute. There you are.
Is the first time I met Jim. That was February of 2011, and I brought him that shirt, and so it had the puzzle piece on it, and I think it had MMS sewn into it. I brought him that guayabera, which is a Mexican traditional. Actually, it's Latin American. I bought them in Panama as well.
So. Guayabera. And as you can,
yeah, the guayabera is like a kind of a dress casual beach shirt. But anyway, yeah. So I got that for the guys there, and of course I was just so happy. It's just so happy. I just adored him, and of course I was so grateful for what he did for so long, because it's really the attacks are really difficult, but it's the right thing to do, and he did it for such a long time. You know, when it was like, for example, when he was in South America, when he first realized that it killed malaria, and then he started helping other people that had malaria, and you know, camps of people that had malaria. Then he gets a call from Africa, and they say, hey, we got this HIV thing over here. So he goes over there, says, let's try it. And so then he gets kind of like chased out of Africa. They're going to put him in jail because people were getting better. So then he goes to Mexico, and you know, his whole life was just sort of, you know, flip-flopping around the globe without any real need for any personal wealth or anything like that. One of the things that he was really proud of, especially when I wrote my book 11 years ago, was he wanted it to be called MMS. And of course, you know, CommuSav, they're like, don't even mention MMS. But Jim was very proud of the fact that MMS was, a world-known term. So when I wrote my book, I said, I think that we need to call it chlorine dioxide. And I'll just, you know, after I say chlorine dioxide a few times, and put into parentheses CD, chlorine dioxide, you know, the... he's like, no, I think you should keep saying that it's MMS and everything. And what I had, I guess, ignorantly thought that at some point we would actually hit the mainstream. Well, which I think we actually kind of have, when you have like people are like Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Mikovits talking positively about chlorine dioxide. I guess we have reached the mainstream, even though I think the mainstream has now come over onto the alternative side with us, maybe more than anything. But he was very proud of what he did by getting, you know, the chlorine dioxide to become a household term. You know, we think that a lot of people haven't heard it, but they have heard, positively or negatively, you know, they've heard about it. So he was very proud about what he did, And he understood it very, very well, also, chlorine dioxide. And, you know, his one of his phrases was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, which is why drop plus drop, wait till it activates. You got chlorine dioxide, put it into your water, drink it, spray it, and put it into any, basically any orifice of your body, and you're going to have improved health. So he was very proud about that.
Well, and he should have been. Let me ask you a question. Back then, you have that beautiful smile right there. Back then, did you think that here we are 10 years later, that we would still be struggling to reach the masses? I mean, you have something that, okay, that basically cures a lot of people, you can't say that, but helps people that have autism recover. It helps people that have malaria get rid of their malaria in 2 hours. I don't know what you're supposed to call it. But, and then all the other things, you know, I've seen it, people with AIDS in about a week in Africa, they're back out working. You know, they're working in the garden in a week. So call it whatever you like. But did you anticipate that there would still be this much pushback after 10 years of all the testimonies and the millions of testimonies that are out there now?
Well, it was 2010, so it was almost 14 years ago that the first recoveries began to happen. And I really thought that everybody was looking for recovery in autism. But it's become such a business that they, you know, even the people who are on the alternative or semi-alternative biomedical side have gone out against it because it's way too efficient. And of course, CommuSav has helped to push the ball down the field a lot more because, they've got a lot of heavy hitters on there. So that has definitely helped move it down the field more and more and more. But still, yeah, it is. Like in the U.S., for example, the whole U.S. autism market, they don't know about chlorine dioxide. I don't even get invited to conferences anymore because the people are so mainstream doctors that are still doing all those labs, giving the kids a bunch of antibiotics, antivirals, antifungals that are from the pharmacy. And of course, what do? They make business. They make clients for life because you're just managing autism or managing whatever the illness is if you're going that way. But if you go into chlorine dioxide or MMS, as Jim called it so proudly for, you know, 30 years, his jubilee was in Berlin. It was 25 years that he had been working with chlorine dioxide and promoting the use of and helping people save their own lives. And that was 7 years ago. So that was 32 years this man had, you know, spent his whole life dedicated to that. But yeah, I am surprised. I am really surprised that people are still doubting it because, you know, what they say, oh, Carrie Rivera, bleach queen, she's harming children. But yet they can't produce one dead child because you can't hurt anybody with chlorine dioxide. You can't hurt dogs or farm animals or human beings. Yeah, so it is surprising that people are still so ignorant that they won't say, well, if someone's saying there's a bunch of recoveries from different illnesses over here, why wouldn't we like search it out or go to the universalantidote.com and listen to the documentary about the science? What is this molecule?
Right, right. And it's ironic that the FDA of all people slams chlorine dioxide and they're recently now their biggest thing they say is it could give you diarrhea. And folks, that's absolutely true. If you detox your body too fast, yeah, you're going to throw up or get diarrhea. That's just your body telling you, you're getting it done. If you're a wuss and you want to back off, yeah, go ahead. But if you want to finish getting the job done, keep doing what you're doing. But I mean, even aspirin, I understand, kills 400 people a year with something as innocent as Bayer aspirin. And yet, the worst thing they can say about chlorine dioxide is it could give you diarrhea. Absolutely true. We don't dispute that at all. But if you back off and you go slow, it doesn't even do that. All it does is kill toxins. And I guess it's a good time to mention when our government had anthrax in the Senate building years ago, they got a bunch of stuff together in a hurry and figure out which one killed it. Lo and behold, chlorine dioxide, that's what they used. They know it. They know it.
They know it. Of course, yeah, they know it. They just don't want us to know it. Us plebes.
Yeah.
They don't want us to know it. Why should we have the benefit of it? That's why they've gone after us so hard. They want to shut us down. They want to silence us, which is why the Grennans are sitting in jail right now.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm a little surprised that they don't do a better job of shutting us down than they do, because this is probably the number one thing, other than getting people to read their Bibles. If a million people started reading the Bible an hour a day, then the world would change pretty quickly. But I don't see that happening. I don't see anybody calling for that. So besides that, chlorine dioxide is the biggest threat to the deep state that exists. Because if you can literally cure all disease and stop people from getting sick and make their new variant, whatever they're going to try, if you can render it impotent, then their whole thing collapses. So
there is no coincidence, Bob, that they went so hard after me in 2020. There is no coincidence. I mean, there's just no coincidence. It was all that the first 4 months, that first quarter of 2020, banks, governments, raids, like everything happened. Why? Shut up, getting me into lawfare that, you know, broke me financially. Don't allow you to be able to get donations, you know. So they know what they're doing. Lawfare is very, very expensive. And that's where we get, you know, we average people get stuck. I mean, look what they're doing to Trump. How many $35 million? I don't have $35 million. I mean, you know, so they can break us pretty easily. And that's what they want to do. They want to just shut us up. And if they can't, like with the Grennans, they couldn't shut them up, stuck them in jail.
Yep. For 3 years without a trial.
And, 3 years no trial, and who knows when they're going to get out.
Right, absolutely. So, by the way, if you want to support that, you can go to GiveSendGo the Grennans, and they have a page there, and that's there's four families, and I think they're up over 40,000 now for maybe 6 months. Well, if you do the math, you know, families can't live on the amount of money that they're getting. I mean, they're barely paying rent in places, and the Grennans, the food in jail, as you might imagine, is not the best. We like to get them a little money so they can buy little packets of tuna fish, something healthier than the regular prison food. So,
and one of the boys has five kids, and another one of the boys has three kids. So they have, you know, not small families, so
right.
It's not so easy to maintain those.
And, you know, it bothers me that the FDA, in their complaint against the Grennans, they said that these people made $1 million selling chlorine dioxide. Well, truth be told, that was four families over 10 years. So that's 40, that's 40 family years over 10 years, four families, and divided into millions, 25,000. And half of that is the product, the shipping, and all that stuff. So each one of those families made off with an astounding $12,500, and they were living on that happily, so they could bring healing to you. And now there's a lot of people that they're in jail, big deal. People that were blessed by them and by Jim. And so folks, if you're watching this and your conscience is beginning to bother you. Yeah, go to GiveSendGo and make a donation to the Grennans. So.
Yeah, in honor of Jim Humble, I think that's a great thing. Instead of trying to send, you know, we're not sending flowers. There's nowhere to send flowers to. So that would be great. I mean, Mark and Jim did a whole lot together, all that workshop stuff. I mean, you know, I believe Mark took Jim to the next level by doing those workshops, you know, that really, by training people intensely for, you know, a 7 to 10 day seminar, these people really left with great content and the ability to train others.
Yeah, and there's thousands of people all over the globe that went through those workshops.
Yeah.
And I'd venture to say, you know, I don't know anybody that got involved with chlorine dioxide that ever quit. It's like, if you know, you know, you meet somebody that's got cancer and you know that you can help with that. You know, it's like the gospel. You can't help but share what you know. So I don't know anybody that ever got involved that's not still involved. You know, maybe there's somebody somewhere.
But once you've seen the light, you cannot unsee it.
Right.
You know, like there's just nothing that you can unsee, and it's just changed your life. And it changed my life. It changed my son's life. And of course, because of my son, he's gone on to change many more people's lives by motivating his mother to get out of bed every day.
Well, and autism is such a horrible, horrible thing.
Horrible.
And I don't know if you talk about it, but me personally, evil. I'm convinced it's related to the jabs. And now they're trying another round of jabs. They had the lady from New York said, came on the air and was saying that doesn't matter if you got jab before, it's no good anymore. You need another jab. And then they play Biden going, no, if you got jab, you'll never get COVID. Of course, he got it himself several times. So, I mean, those liars, they'll tell you anything, anytime, anywhere, just to damage you and to harm you. And so, anyway.
Well, and you know what Dr. Stephanie Senna from MIT said, and she's been saying this for the last, I want to say 8 years. I interviewed her about a year ago for one of my autism conferences on Brighteon. And she said specifically that by the year 2032, so that's only 9 years away, every other child born will be diagnosed with autism in their lifetime, which means humanity is going to cease to exist in right. only a couple of generations. You know, they're going to get the older ones, you know, the older people that are going for their jabs, you know, they're going to get some more jabs. Okay, it's going to happen. But the children who are being born, every other child is going to get autism by 2032. So that's the end of humanity. And that's right. why I can't understand when people are worried about nuclear war. They're worried about, these are things that are not even going to, yeah, they're not going to happen. Because no one's that crazy. I mean, Biden's crazy, but you know, I don't think he's got a button. So the other people are not crazy. They're absolutely not crazy. They're much more stable, I think, than what we got going on over here. So when it comes to ending humanity, this is a surefire method just by vaccinating the ones that are being born. You know, just take them out.
Well, and when a child has autism, then one of the parents is taken off the board as well, because you don't just leave a child with autism at home. Hey, good luck. Their food's in the fridge. You know, you should be fine. You know, that's going to end up badly. So
90% of the families get a divorce in our community, by the way, wow. Bob, as well. 90%. That's a statistic. 90% divorce wow. rate in the autism community. And like Alex Jones says all the time, you know, you destroy the family, you destroy the community, you destroy the society. And that's exactly what's happening. Autism is destroying it. It is such a big player that I it still shocks me that people are not talking more about it.
Yeah. Well, I know you are. And I just want to have you on my show a lot because, you know, that is one of the major problems that exist in the world today is vaccines and the damage they're causing. And now it seems like with autism, that happens rather quickly. I think the vaccines are designed to put some kind of operating system in people, and then they may activate 5G at some point and mass kill people.
There are 72 vaccines before the age of two. So that's why it happens so quickly. So for example, when my kids were born 20 plus years ago, they were getting between 38 and 42 vaccines before the age of two. And remember, they can put 5 to 7 into one syringe. So you might see one needle going in, but that needle might be carrying up to 8. You can do, I think the CDC allows up to 8 in one day, which is horrific to think because they've never done any studies to see what the synergy is between these 8 vaccines going right. into one small little baby. On day one, they get a hepatitis B influenza vaccine, which of course, they, you know, welcome to the world. And then we're going to attack your immune system, your little immature immune system. There are just so many problems. But right now, we're getting 72 vaccines in total before the age of two. So, you know, who can tolerate that? And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who I guess she just had a stroke, I hope she's getting better. She also said in March, she was on Alex Jones' show, and she was saying specifically that also, that if you're getting 1 in 24 kids with autism, which is an epidemic that we've never seen in any kind of a disease, she said that of those 24 who do not have autism after those 72 vaccines, 10 of those kids have reduced IQs and some of the other ones have learning disabilities. So now we're looking at like 14 people, little kids, who are making it through.
Wow.
You know, who knows how they're making it through. But I don't see a lot of normal kids out there anymore. When I'm looking at a child with autism and we start talking about some point in the conversation about the other kids in the family, they're typically not, you know, firing on all cylinders.
Wow. Well, now, I did not know that about Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And I'm going to share something that I've been taught, that DMSO, like a tablespoon, I have a little just a little bit in my truck, in the car. I got it everywhere. And if you think you're having a stroke or heart attack, you can guzzle some DMSO and it'll stop it in its tracks. Is that pretty accurate?
That's pretty accurate. And that's some of the stuff that Jim and Mark were teaching people in the seminar. Because I came back from, I went to meet Jim and to do a presentation on what I was seeing with autism for the people there. And then I just stayed for the week and, of course, learned about DMSO. And then I started using DMSO with my own son. He was taking about 24 milliliters orally in water, of course, because it kind of burns water a day. But it helps with pathogens as well. It's anti-cancer and, you know, helps with clots and any kind of, you know, thick blood. And, it's, you know, and Dr. Stanley Jacob spent his whole life, he just passed away not that long ago, around 94 years old, and he took a tablespoon of DMSO every single day, and he spent his entire career at the University of Portland researching all the benefits of DMSO, and he said if he lives to be 100, he will still never be able to get all the information about DMSO out. So he's got a lot of books, Dr. Stanley Jacob, and his website, I believe, is dmso.com or dmso.org. And his children, which are, you know, in their 70s now, are following in his footsteps and continuing to sell DMSO. And of course, like you said, it's cheap. You can buy it everywhere.
Yeah. And you can buy it by the gallon off Amazon. They've raised the price lately, you know, like they do, but still, you know, a gallon of that changed a lot of lives. All right, we got a couple of minutes left. Last thoughts that we can share with our viewers to give them a blessing, because we always want to bless our audience.
Jim, his whole message was always have chlorine, have MMS, use MMS, share it, share everything, share the books, you know, make sure that people are getting this information, teach others how to do it. And that was really what Jim Humble was all about. He was a true humanitarian, and I always said that if there was a Nobel Prize for people who really deserved it, it would be him. And he said, I wouldn't take that even if they gave it to me. I said, I know, but like, let's say there was like a nice guy one, like maybe Mike Adams started a Nobel Prize for people who do really good stuff in health and healing in the real world, not that fake world for Time Magazine. He was just a true humanitarian and a legend during his lifetime.
Well, Jim, we miss you and we love you. And y'all go to GiveSendGo, go to the Grinnings, make a donation in the name of Jim Humble for the Grinnings, because they're carrying the torch and suffering greatly because of that.
Absolutely.
So, Carrie, thank you for coming on. Thank you for
having me and talking about somebody who I love very, 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 very much, very, very much. I mean, there's very few people in my life that I've, in my 57 years, that I've loved as much as I love Jim Humble, and I will always miss him. He's always in my heart, though.
There you go. Well, folks, Jeff and Shady come up next. I hope y'all were able to watch Jeffrey Prather beforehand. You can view all these shows and even all past shows by just going to Brighttown TV and picking the day and scrolling down. So join us next week.
Hey everyone, it's Maria Z. I'm here at the Brighteon Studios, and I want to say I am so excited to become part of this network. You'll be seeing my show very, very soon. Free speech is so important in these days, and becoming uncensorable, and this is the platform for it. I'll be seeing you soon.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels and also the big 400-watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently. But it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol, or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down,
Or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it. You need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
Everybody, join me, Ann Vandersteel, right now on Brighteon TV for uncensored truth, hard-hitting headline news. You're not going to want to miss it every weeknight on Brighteon TV, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just to give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Hey, everyone. It's Maria Z. I'm here at the Brighteon Studios, and I want to say I am so excited to become part of this network. You'll be seeing my show very, very soon. Free speech is so important in these days and becoming uncensorable, and this is the platform for it. I'll be seeing you soon.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just to give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts.
An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Hey everyone, it's Maria Z. I'm here at the Brighteon Studios and I want to say I am so excited to become part of this network. You'll be seeing my show very, very soon. Free speech is so important in these days and becoming uncensorable, and this is the platform for it. I'll be seeing you soon.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.